Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Welcome to the show, Mandy.
Hi, Bob.
Every week, Brooke would normally do a late movie review. She hasn't seen a lot of movies. There's a lot of films where people are like, how have you not seen this?
Yeah, she has been doing a few, and I'm impressed.
I'm very impressed as well. I try my best to take the mantle when she's not here, and I'm kind of going for a big one, as I'm sure you're aware of just the few months that you've known Brooke. She is a hardcore Harry Potter fan.
Yes.
Comes up quite a bit on this show. Me, I think I've seen like three movies.
Okay. Yep.
I was scared of the first one.
Right.
Because I was too young. And then I would have seen it at like friends' birthday parties. We'll go to the movies. We'll go to the Chafee and, you know, see the sixth Harry Potter movie.
Okay.
So I'm not very experienced. I'm not well-versed, but I'm, for Brooke's sake, you know, I want to be a good friend and truly embrace Harry Potter. I picked Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yes.
Because for some reason, having not read the books or seen the other films, that was always the one as a kid when it was coming out. That was the one that just piqued my interest.
Okay. Thought,
what is a Harry Potter movie like when you haven't seen really any of them? This is how it went. All right, here we go. Film starting.
Lumos Maxima.
First problem, I don't know what any of these spells are. Maxima, what is it? Is it important? I don't know. All right, now Harry Potter's on this big, stretchy bus. No thanks. No, I'll hitchhike. Oh, hang on. Look at me. I'm gonna try one of these candies that makes me sound like an animal call. Oh. Whoa, that's pretty cool. A lot of this movie is just hanging out in classrooms.
In this room, you shall explore the noble art of divination.
There's a lot of scenes where they've just hired some great British comedian and let them riff and eat up a couple of minutes. I'm wondering how long it'll be before the Prisoner of Azkaban actually rocks up. It's taken 90 minutes for the Prisoner of Azkaban to arrive in the film The Prisoner of Azkaban.
I did my waiting! 12 years of it!
I waited too, dude. Waiting for you to do something. We're just going to gloss over the whole time travel thing. That kind of comes out of nowhere and I'm guessing never comes up again in another Harry Potter story. And then the movie's basically over. Best I can tell, the story boils down to Harry Potter learns about a man who got his parents killed, finds out the man didn't do it, then the real culprit escapes, and he never sees either of them ever again, or at least until another book later, which is not the movie I'm watching. I'll say this, it's very nice that Brooke enjoys these films so much, and she really does just love being in the world. There's not really a lot of story. It is just kind of hanging out with these characters. Wouldn't it be cool to spend some time in a Harry Potter magic classroom or fly a big bird or be near Ron? I kind of understand it on that level. As someone uninitiated in all things Harry Potter, I'm not sure. I'm going to give it 5 chickens, but you can decide for yourself if that's out of 5 or 10. Too harsh, too fair, what do you think?
Look, I think fair, because if you watch the movie out of nowhere, you know, sort of without
as a movie
preceding it with the others, you know, fair comment. Just being Ron is quite a funny character. I had to laugh at that.
Look, I get
comment.
It.
What I would recommend, however, though, read the books.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, it's, you can never beat the books when it comes to Harry Potter. And then things in the movie will make a whole lot more sense.
You and Brooke really are two peas in a pod. Thanks for joining us.